Hello and welcome to Opus on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Gretchen Gondek. Today, our Composer of the Month, Johannes Brahms, born in Hamburg in 1833. He died in 1897. Brahms is remembered for his mastery of the classical form, creating masterpieces in all traditional forms except for opera. He had an astounding output of chamber music, 4 symphonies, 2 concertos for piano, 1 for violin, a number of short piano pieces, over 200 songs, and choral music as well. We're going to begin the program with the Academic Festival Overture, Opus 80, which Brahms composed and conducted on January 4th, 1881, at Breslau University, which had conferred upon the composer an honorary doctorate in philosophy. I love this work because there's this wonderful element of irony in the music and a contrast on one end, highlighting the very solemn occasion of graduation, and on the other, references to more merry music, that of student drinking songs. Wolfgang Sawallisch leads the Vienna Symphony Orchestra now for the Academic Festival Overture, Opus 80 of Johannes Brahms.
Thank you.
wonderful academic festival overture of Johannes Brahms featuring the Vienna Symphony Orchestra led by Wolfgang Sawallisch. And next we're going to hear the Symphony No. 4, the final symphony of Johannes Brahms. The initial performance of the 4th symphony had been very successful at the Meiningen Orchestra, performed on a tour during which Brahms conducted his new symphony in 9 German cities. Vienna, his adopted home for so many years, did not take to the work so readily. It was played, though, at a Vienna Philharmonic concert conducted by Hans Richter on March 7, 1897, when it led to a notable demonstration. There was applause after each movement, and gradually the audience became aware that the composer was present, giving him a great ovation at the end. According to his biographer, Florence May, and I quote, "Tears ran down his cheeks as he stood there, shrunken in form, with lined countenance, strained expression, white hair hanging lank, and through the audience there crept a realization that they would not see him again," end quote. His Symphony No. 4 was indeed the last orchestral music that Brahms heard, and he was dead within a month on April 3, 1897. Here then, we will hear a performance of the 4th and final symphony of Johannes Brahms, lyrical with melodies that are autumnal and melancholy, but magical and beautiful.
Thank you.
The Symphony No. 4 of Johannes Brahms, as performed by the London Symphony, led by Nima Järvi. And we'll conclude our salute to Johannes Brahms today with music from a German requiem, How Lovely Is Thy Dwelling Place. The music of Brahms from a German requiem, How Lovely Is Thy Dwelling Place, bringing our birthday tribute to Johannes Brahms at an end today. This is Gretchen Gondek, and you're listening to Opus on Siouxland Public Media, KWIT Sioux City 90.3 and KOJI Okoboji 90.7.